when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you dear Blood River Radio family are in the world. Thank you for tuning in. And listen, thank you so much for the outpouring of us you've given us here at Blood River for my recent death in the family. We'll talk about that in a minute. But people, you're listening to Blood River Radio. We are the only radio network in the United States, and we stand unapologetically for what we stand for. And what do we stand for? We are here to fight tooth and nail to against the global white genocide that's going on right now. And just in case you don't know the date, it is March the 4th, in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty, the only name under the sun which man can be saved. And we'll talk about that stuff in just a little bit, folks, some more about that. But you know what? You know, on Blood River Radio, we never move without saying a prayer. And we have a man home that's getting ready to say the prayer. My brother, my leader, your brother, your friend, who I can think of no one better to say the prayer. And it's none other than the warrior of warrior, Dr. Michael Hill. And he has agreed graciously to say the prayer. Go ahead, our leader, my brother, Dr. Hill. Say the prayer anytime you get ready, sir.
All right. Thank you, Eddie. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again for yet another day that you've given us life and strength to work and to fight for you and your truth. We pray now that you will equip us to be your warriors. Be our sword and shield as we go into battle to fight for the crown rights of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on this earth. We acknowledge that all that is, was, and ever will be was created by you and ruled by our Lord Jesus Christ as King, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. We thank you for our loved ones. We thank you for the lives of those that we've recently lost. We pray that you will take them into your presence. And Lord, when it's time for us to go, we pray you'll gather us in with the saints as well. And let us live an eternal life with you and all the saints. But in the meantime, Father, give us strength, give us courage, give us wisdom to fight the fight that you've set before us and to emerge from it victoriously. And I ask this in Jesus' holy and blessed name. Amen.
Amen, amen. And people, I'm thanking God right now for having Dr. Hill on the radio program. I was going to beg, borrow, whoever had to do to get him on, you know, if he could come on. And he's so graciously accepted to come on. He's a warrior of warriors, especially at this time. I can think of no one else that I would rather have on this program. And also none other than Rand, the Alabama Lone Wolf. He's going to be on, especially the second hour. We're going to drop some damn napalm for sure, but we're going to drop it on the rightfully heads that need to be dropped on. People, as you know, also, we always go to our supporters, and it's really tearful. We've had people really support us. In fact, I got something in the mail by the time I can't. I'll make this brief. Dr. Hill lost his mother. I hope Dr. Hill didn't mind me saying that. I should ask him first. 94 years old. He says she died. Well, Dr. Hill, before I go, but go ahead and mention your mother if you'd like to, and then I'll go to the rest of my announcements with the donors.
Yeah, she passed on to the next realm to be back with my father, who's been gone for 35 years, and her brother, many brothers and sisters, this past Thursday afternoon. My sister called me. I couldn't make it down there from Killen to Tuscaloosa in time to see her before she died, but I got there shortly thereafter and have spent the last couple of days making funeral arrangements. She'll be buried in our hometown down in Marion County, Alabama, this coming Monday. I'll miss her, but I'll see her, God willing, sooner or later, along with all the rest of my loved ones and family and friends. So I'm not dejected about it at all. I'm sad to see her go, but I realize that this is, in the end, a triumph for her. She was 94 years old, and she lived a good life. So what we'll have on Monday will be, for the most part, a celebration of her life. And she made a lot of friends, and she raised me. I know that was not easy to do, but I thank her and my father both for what they did for me. And we'll celebrate her life Monday, and God willing, as I said, I'll be seeing her sooner or later, but I hope it's later. I got some stuff that I want to do here first.
Yes, sir, Dr. Hill. I pray it's a lot later, too, because, man, we need you bad. And our condolences go out for you, Dr. Hill. My mother's been long past, but you never really get all the way over it. And people, before I go to the funeral, little funeral story, before I go to that, I'd like to also mention Ken of Lynbrook, New York. God bless you, Ken. He has donated 3 times this month. I know it's because he knows the hardships we've had. Funerals are incredibly expensive. Anyway, and also said, thank you so much, Ken. We call him Big Ben here because he's just like clockwork 2-3 times a month sometimes. And also, when I got home from the funeral today, and I'm going to tell about that funeral in a minute, I had a box on our porch, came into the house. It was none other than Dennis and Pam in Virginia. I've got to call those precious, dear, precious people. I'm really sentimental and emotional. It makes me want to cry. They sent me this beautiful, beautiful little memorial. It says something like, a family tree. A branch has fallen off the family tree. I barely had time to get it unboxed, but it's just beautiful. Thank you so much, Dennis, and thank you so much, Sister Pam. God bless you for that. And you know something else? Alan Biscuit has responded twice this month and coming through with a sizable donation of cash on the barrel head, and we need it. I mean, it really, really did. So thank you. God bless you people. And we could not keep this radio program going on without cash. Thank you. I can't believe we're still here after almost 5 years, but that's who donated, and without their donations there would be no Blood River Radio. There would be no Liberty News Radio. It would be nothing. And I'll just briefly talk about, we had a funeral this week, too. We had to watch, you probably heard me say, I had to watch my son-in-law die. One of the most miserable, painful, suffering deaths I have ever witnessed. And I've seen a lot of deaths. I mean, I've seen a lot of deaths. And you never get over it. But I was hoping, pray, I don't have to go through what he went through. We buried him. We were supposed to bury him yesterday, but the cemetery called the funeral home. The cemetery, we've had so much rain here. The cemetery was literally flooded. We had to go to bury him today after people came from all over the country to see my son-in-law. So we had to go back today. I've been back here a little over 2 hours now. I still got my muddy shoes on because the cemetery was just muddy. I was a pallbearer. But that's what we did today. And listen, I just can't tell you how much it meant to me having you people to support me. And you know what? It never quits. It never stops. My wife found that her sister just days ago, she's terminal. She has lung cancer. Cancer's in her kidney and her liver, so she's probably got about 10 days. I don't know. But listen, life goes on. Dr. Hill said that if you're Christians, you know, that's part of it. I don't have time to go into that to a big sermon. But what's coming up next, people? We're going to have a By God Inquisition. I'm just briefly what we're going to say after Dr. Hill gets there. We get through covering the war news, which is just another stinking Jew war. We're going to have an inquisition. The SPLC called, I think, Sam and James. I can't believe they even got on the phone and talked to those sorry SOBs. I would never speak to them on the phone. I would speak to them under two conditions. They could come on Blood River Radio, which they'll never do that, or they could meet me in one of my favorite alleys in here in Memphis, Tennessee, and that's the way I would like to do it, but they'll never do that. They'll try to send some of their goons, some of their chavis goys, to ambush you outside of your house or something. But we're not going to defend ourselves because we know we're in the right. We're going to, by God, give them a trial. It's going to be an inquisition after a while, and I can't wait. With that, I'm going to shut up. We're almost about to go to break, but if you don't mind, Dr. Hill, lead us off of what we're going to start talking about with tonight. If you don't
well,
mind,
we'll
sir.
Talk about the latest. When I say the latest for me, I've only been able to check up through about Thursday and at the point where my mama died, so I'm maybe 2 or 3 days behind, but on the war in Ukraine and what the truth about that is, as opposed to the lies we hear from the Western media.
Well, I tell you what, it's really heating up there. You know, these stinking sons of their father, the devil, they're never going to stop until they're I know Dr. Hill knows this. I know Rand knows this. I know all of our people leading the South know it. Their end goal has always the same goal has been since the Garden of friggin' Eden. Since God kicked Satan out, since he kicked Lucifer out of heaven, they have one goal. That's destroy everything that God Almighty has made. And I tell you what, they are very close to that over there in Ukraine and Russia right now. And it's just rampant. We'll talk more about that because I know Dr. Hill knows more about that than I do. But we'll be going to a break any second now, but until we do, well, there's the music. So people, when we come back, we're going to start off talking about the Jew war crane over there. So be right back, folks. Hang on to your seats.
War for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee, 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Power, huh? Let me tell you something, boy. If I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Dear Blood River Radio family, and especially you precious supporters, you know, and I got to name them again. First, we have a lot of them, but for the ones this week that's been really special, that's poured out extra special support. Dennis and Pam of Virginia, God bless you. I could hug your neck. Ken, Big Ben of Lynbrook. Alan Biscuit. My God, what a soldier he is. I talk to him all the time. He really, when I get down, you know, and just really almost out of control, Alan calls and he's calmed me down some. He's just a Christian supporter with money, too. I also almost forgot. We got these people from Illinois. I don't know who they are, but they sent one of the best packets I've ever seen. We're going to speak, and I'm just going to say this before we go to their inquisition. They talked about, the stinking Jews talked about every guest we've ever had on Blood River Radio. They talk about all of our co-hosts. But you know one thing they never mentioned? They never mentioned anything about this. Somebody sent me this Admiral Thomas Moore report, the final secrets of the attack on USS Liberty. It's got, I don't know how they got this, because it's got some papers I can't read because it's marked secret. So I'm not going to read that, because it could be, I might get in trouble for reading that stuff. But they never mentioned the USS Liberty. They never mentioned the Liberty Sailors, and we've had them on a thousand times. With that, I'm going to shut up. Go ahead. So go ahead, Dr. Hill. Lead us off, if you will, dear brother. My leader. Dr. Hill's our leader.
Yeah, I think you're right. This is a Jew war in Ukraine. And for those of your, probably very few of your listeners who don't know the background of this, there was a revolution, a color revolution in Ukraine, in Kiev, largely in 2014. It was engineered by the United States, basically through the State Department and the CIA. And it put Peter Poroshenko, who was a Jew and very anti-Russian, in office in Kiev, and ousted the pro-Russian president at that time. And for the, oh, well, that was 9 years ago. And until February of 2022, when the Russians initiated their special military operation in eastern Ukraine, during that period of roughly a decade, some 14,000 Ukrainian, Russian, ethnic Russians in the far eastern part of Ukraine had been killed by various means, usually either bombs or artillery. And it had just become such a problem, they were begging Russia for help. And finally, in February of last year, Vladimir Putin engaged in a special military operation to free those two eastern provinces, Donetsk and Luhansk, which are ethnically Russian and linguistically Russian. And these people overwhelmingly wanted to go back and be a part of the Russian Federation, and they voted to do so legitimately. And now these areas, plus the Crimea, which is also all ethnically and linguistically Russian, are back where they should be, part of the Russian Federation. And this was not an invasion to conquer Ukraine. It was a special military operation to protect the Russian inhabitants of the eastern portion of Ukraine. And what the West has done is to escalate it into an all-out war, which, by the way, I'll explain in a minute why they're going to lose. NATO's going to lose. And almost to the verge of a nuclear war. I mean, they've even tried to entice the Russians into doing something that would cause World War III, or in lieu of that, they've done things on their own and blamed it on the Russians, like firing a missile into Poland and blaming it on the Russians. So, you know, there's all sorts of skullduggery going on here in the West. The Western media reports basically just the opposite of what's truly happening. So what is truly happening in Ukraine right now? The Russians have mobilized about 250,000 combat troops, supported by about another 500,000 of support, logistics, and all troops. And they are slowly and methodically, this is not a German blitzkrieg like in World War II. This is a slow, methodical advance meant to spare Ukrainian civilians as much infrastructure as possible. And Russian lives. The goal of it is to destroy the Ukrainian military and all of the military equipment that has come from the West that is now a threat to Russia. This is a slow, methodical grind. It's going to succeed. There's absolutely no way short of a miracle or NATO's complete intervention on the ground that this is not going to end up in a complete Russian victory, and the Russians will be able to take as much of Ukraine as they really want to, which I don't think they'll take any more than they've occupied now, and had the referendum in. The rest of it, the goal of the rest of this operation will be to destroy any Ukrainian military resistance that might remain. And once that's done, Vladimir Putin will have concluded his business and accomplished everything he wanted to accomplish. It's not about conquering the Ukraine and using it as a springboard to conquer Poland and then Central and Western Europe. It's certainly not a ploy to start a nuclear war. Vladimir Putin is a Russian nationalist. He wants all the Russian ethnic and linguistic Russians in the Russian Federation, where they should be and where they want to be. So what you're getting from the Western media basically is the situation reported the complete opposite from what it is and what it has been. Ukraine has never been anywhere near the verge of victory, and they never will be in this conflict. The best thing that they could do is to go to the negotiating table and agree to the very limited and very reasonable demands of the Russian Federation. But they have been encouraged not to do that by NATO and particularly by Washington, D.C., because the military-industrial complex is having a field day selling military equipment to whomever will buy it and throw it into the jaws of this Russian killing machine. The more lives and material that are destroyed, the more money these people make. And they don't care if white Christians are dying or not. I mean, as I said, this was a Jew war. And y'all remember now that war is the Jews' harvest. And they love harvesting those white Christian lives. And they love making money off of that bloodshed and death. And that's what you're seeing in Ukraine. It's a proxy war. And one that we and the rest of NATO, the NATO countries, would be well advised to get out of. We're not going to win it. I say we. They are not going to win it, NATO. The West is not. And nobody wants a nuclear war. I mean, maybe the damn Jews do so they can destroy the world, but any sane person doesn't want to go to the brink of a nuclear conflict, and they've tried to push it that far. But you know, there's somebody that I really go to when I want to get the latest on Ukraine from a really expert viewpoint, and that is Colonel Douglas McGregor, McGregor, good Scottish name. He's a former U.S. military tank commander. He knows what he's talking about. And if you want the best expert opinion and the best truthful opinion about what's going on out there, I recommend that you look up on the internet Colonel Douglas McGregor. He's on two or three times on somebody's show every week, and he is really, really on the ball in explaining what's going on over there, and I owe him a lot from what I've learned regarding this, as a few other sources, but suffice it to say, man, that you're just not being told the truth, but I think the truth is going to come through because you can't keep it hidden, you know, forever. And I have noticed that there are some feelers being put out from the West to maybe go to the negotiating table. But I'm telling you, the Russians are in a strong negotiating position right now. And if any negotiations fall through, they're going to continue to steamroll very slowly westward, destroying every Ukrainian military unit that they come in contact with. And that is going to happen. And there are no amount of Abrams M1 tanks or Leopard, German Leopard tanks or whatever that is going to be able to stop that because it's an unstoppable force on the ground.
Boy, I tell you what, I talked to Dr. Hill a couple of days ago, and I can truthfully say if you know, I'll be 76 years old in April. I'm in top shape, but I'm not going to live that long. You know, much longer. But my dream, if I could, I would love to be over there with our white Russian brothers with my rifle and do a job on those stinking Jew warriors over there. Anyway, that people will come back. We're going to go right back to Dr. Hill as soon as we come back. So hang on to your seats.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Former President Trump will deliver the keynote speech at the Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, as it winds down near Washington, D.C. Trump's remarks following a presidential straw poll will bring the four-day gathering to a close. Nikki Haley is the only other major Republican candidate to speak to the annual gathering of conservatives. Trump's closest competitor in public opinion polls, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, skipped the annual CPAC event. Former South Carolina lawyer Alec Murdoch is beginning his life sentence for the murder of his wife and son. A judge handed the once prominent attorney two consecutive life sentences on Friday.
I sentence you to prison for murdering him for the rest of your natural life. Those sentences will run consecutive.
It took the jury just 45 minutes to convict Murdoch after a six-week trial. Prosecutors say he was about to be exposed for stealing millions from his clients and committed the murders to gain sympathy. Murdoch's attorneys vowed to appeal his conviction. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs is putting state executions on hold.
Aaron Gunches was set to die by lethal injection next month for murder. That was until Governor Katie Hobbs signed an executive order last month to halt all executions until the state reviews how they are carried out after criticism over botched or prolonged executions in recent years.
If the state of Arizona is executing people in the name of Arizonans, Arizonans deserve transparency around that process.
I'm Jeremy Scott.
Police continue to investigate this morning's mass stabbing in downtown Los Angeles. Police say the attacks happened during a late-night brawl between two groups of people just before 2:15 a.m. A 28-year-old man was arrested for allegedly stabbing six people during the altercation. All of the victims were taken to the hospital. This is USA News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The Colorado house where 6-year-old JonBenet Ramsey was found dead more than 2 decades ago is up for sale. The little girl's death has never been solved, and her parents and brother were cleared 15 years ago. The beauty pageant princess was found assaulted, beaten, and strangled to death in the home's basement in 1996. The house in Boulder, Colorado is now up for sale for about $7 million. The winner of last month's $754 million Powerball jackpot.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for holding on. I'll tell you what, Dr. Hill is a professor, a full professor of history. And I've never heard anybody lay out anything that clear. I mean, he put like 3 hours of stuff into that one segment or so, and what's going on over there in the Ukraine. And it really boosts my morale to know that the Russians are really doing what they do best, and that's the kick butt. And I'm serious, you know. I wish there was some way I could fight with them, you know. I feel so frustrated because there's so little I can do, Dr. Hill. I mean, I want to get. I'm not a man, you know. I'm not designed to work inside like I'm trained to do. I'm a man of action, and I get frustrated when I can't do that. But anyway, Dr. Hill, back to you, sir. I'll just throw this out there. We talked about but I don't want to interrupt your train of thought. We talked about the proxy war, and it's true. I mean, every single war this United States gets in since, in modern times, it's always been stirred up by a Jew. I mean, if you go back, hell, even if you go back to the Napoleonic Wars, we know when he fought with Wellington. We've talked about this in this program before. You know, the Rothschild, Mayor Amschel Rothschild, he had a better intelligence network than the British or the French. He knew when Napoleon had lost that war. His intelligence people let him know ahead of time. I'm making this really super short. And though he used that knowledge to crash the British market, to crash the British bank. They broke the bank. He bought up the whole damn bank. That's the way they operate. And you know, this is how Jews think, Dr. Hill. They asked Amschel Rothschild once, when's the best time to buy stock? When's the best time to buy banking stocks? You know what he said? He said, when there's blood in the streets. That's how they operate.
That's exactly right. Sure.
And you know, if they always, in every modern war, in World War One, Second World War, Korea, Vietnam, what's going on now? The Jews always get the white Gentiles to fight their wars. I don't know where you want to go for that, but Dr. Hill, I just thought I'd throw that out there. But back to you, Dr. Hill.
Well, you know, when you look at the overarching issues in this Ukraine war, which is, by the way, just the latest in a series of wars that the Jews have fomented and profited from over the last, 250 years, roughly. What is the lesson that we take from this? Well, what you have here in Ukraine is you have the Russians, who are the nationalists, against the globalists, which is represented by London and Tel Aviv, and particularly Washington, D.C., and The Hague, where the European Union is located, and NATO. This is a globalist versus a nationalist conflict. And obviously, the Jews, being professed internationalists, globalists, are going to be on the side of Ukraine and NATO. And they're going to be very much anti-Russian because the Russians are behaving as nationalists. And nationalism is something that the Jews tried to crush in World War II and thereafter by making the term nationalist a curse. But I think a lot of white folks are seeing through that because globalism means death for a white civilization because the Jews control it. The Jews are the children of Satan, as we know as Christians, and they're as Blood River Radio knows and so eloquently says, they are seeking white genocide. And this is just another chapter in that. Nationalism is their enemy, their earthly enemy. Christianity, of course, properly understood and properly carried out, of course, fits hand in glove with nationalism. God, one of my friends said, God is a nationalist, and that is absolutely true. And Christianity and nationalism just have a way of going together. Atheism or Judaism have a perfect fit with globalism and Satanism. So we've got a battle royal, if you will, here between the forces of God and good and nationalism on the one hand and the forces of Satan and evil and globalism on the other. And it's being played out right now in its latest iteration in Ukraine. And that is the big overarching issue here that people need to understand. No wonder the media lies about it. The media is controlled by the Jew globalist. Everybody knows that. And what they fear is the free exchange of information and ideas on shows like Blood River Radio and the political cesspool and on the internet and other free avenues of expression. That's why they're trying to shut them down. And I know you're going to talk about that with Rand on the second hour. But this is all of a piece. It's all of the same project, if you will, against the white civilization of the world, the Christian civilization. And it's a battle to the end. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's a winner take all, and I already know who's going to win. But we don't know when, and we don't know what the cost is going to be. And that's why we, as Christian nationalists, me in particular, you, Rand, as Southerners in this fight, we have to fight it to the end, no matter if it means our own demise, our own loss, because we are soldiers of the Most High God, and we need to be, we need to act like that, and we need to go out into battle on whatever front. You know, you say you wish you could do more. Hell, man, you're doing more than 99.9% of the white men out there just by hosting Blood River Radio. So don't ever disparage yourself for what you've done. I wish I could do more as well. I hope every good, honest Christian white man, every white man in general wishes he could do more and will do more. But we're in a battle to the end. We're going to win it in the long run. I don't know how long that is. But right now, we have a life and death fight on our hands. We need to fight it. We need to go out there and do it every day. No matter what avenue that God has put before us to walk, that's the avenue we walk into battle every day. We don't run from the enemy. We don't turn our backs on the enemy. We go straight for him with whatever means God puts in our hands.
Amen.
You know, and he's put in your hands a wonderful weapon with Blood River Radio. And you're going to keep it. You're going to keep it and use it to bludgeon these people and to do that, to do your part in that that revealing of their crimes and their sins, which are many. But right now, you know, the Ukraine war is the latest military iteration of this fight. And we need to continue to tell the truth about it. We need to tell our neighbors who basically, you know, they've been brainwashed and propagandized by the Jew-controlled media. They need to listen to people like Douglas McGregor, Colonel Douglas McGregor, and others who know the truth about what's going on in Ukraine and are willing to tell it.
Yes, sir. You know, Dr. Hill, you have really said a lot, laid a lot out there. You mentioned that Christianity is nationalism, and all anyone has to do if you go back and read the Old Testament about the ancient Israelites, and if you go back, it's over and over and over the same thing. God tried, he tried his best to keep the bloodline of Christ separated from all these pagan nations. And he did it, but you know what? They would, the Jews, even before they were called Jews, and I know Dr. Hill knows this 100 times better than I do, they would always screw up. The Jews would always screw up. They would mix with these other races. They would mix with those other tribes, and they would take on their pagan religions. And I'm not even a Bible scholar. But if you read all the Old Testaments, in almost every chapter, you'll see this thing stick up. They'll talk about the poles, kind of like a totem pole in Canada, you know. But they would always lapse into worshiping these pagan gods. God tried to keep the race pure. He tried to keep his people pure. And when I say his people, I mean the seed of Jesus Christ, King David. That's why, you know, and he knew if these ancient Israelites got mixed up with all these other foreign peoples, even if they did look like us, he knows everything he's got. He was saw that they were going to take on having sex with animals. I've heard people say, oh, the Old Testament was so cruel. You know, they just went in and slaughtered all men, women, and children, and even animals. Well, I don't second guess what God does. But if you look, the reason he did it is because, and I'll shut this up just real quick, like, the reason God commanded people to do that, for instance, Saul, King Saul, he commanded Saul to go into these certain villages. He said, you go in, you kill every living thing. You kill men, women, children, cows, a whole nine yards. And that's how Saul lost the kingdom. But anyway, hey, I might talk about that when we come back to this break, but I don't want to get too long with it on that. Be right back after this break, folks.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles and the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Dear Blood River Radio audience, we're so blessed to have a Professor, PhD, Dr. Michael Hill. Not only is he's what you call a Renaissance man. He's a culture of great intelligence, of education, but yet a warrior. He's not one of these little effeminate, mamby-pamby warriors, in sociology and hates himself. This is a warrior. And if you've been listening to him, you'll know why he is a PhD. But go ahead, Dr. Hill. Continue on, if you will, brother.
Okay, I appreciate that. Look, there are two sort of peripheral issues regarding the Ukraine conflict right now that have the potential to burst open and, or you might say, explode into greater controversies. And the first are those bio labs that have been uncovered in Ukraine. I know that a lot of leftists say, "Oh, that's just, you know, that if they exist at all, they're there for some, you know, innocent reason. It's no threat." Well, I've been doing a little research on here, and here is my position in general, and I think I can back it up, and you can too if you do some research. The so-called China virus, which I don't believe is a virus, but that's another story for another day. I think it was a bioweapon. It was released, perhaps, purposely in Wuhan, China, in order to deflect attention away from Ukraine, where it was produced. In those bio labs. It's not a virus, it's a bioweapon. It was likely produced in those labs, a lab or those labs that have been discovered. And I think Vladimir Putin is in possession of some of them, and we'll wait to see what he's discovered at the end of this conflict. Anyway, the bioweapon was created there. It was probably, likely released somewhere in China around Wuhan, and became this so-called worldwide pandemic. I think it is very, very likely that if you get to the bottom of this, that you're going to find out that the purpose of this bioweapon, and more so even than it, the vaccine that has followed, is going to be classified as two weapons to continue the genocide of white people. Of course, there'll be some non-whites that will be taken by this too, but that's just collateral damage to these demons. Their main goal, if you go back and look where the vaccine was really pushed, were in the white countries. And white people largely were the ones that took it. But I think that once we find out what was in those bio labs, and I think Putin has the goods on that, perhaps not all of it, And I think that's one reason that the globalists, the establishment, is fighting tooth and nail to keep Ukraine, is because they do not want the information that could be discovered there to be made public and to show the rest of the world that we're dealing with a bunch of murderers there. And the second issue, which is related, is the Nord Stream pipeline, which we know now, and we suspected from the very beginning, those of us who are, quote, conspiracy theorists, end quote, we thought right off the bat that this was a U.S. operation. And lo and behold, as it turns out, it was a CIA, U.S. military collaboration with the help of the Norwegian government, apparently. So what this was an act of warfare by the West against Russia, an act of blatant sabotage of an extremely important piece of infrastructure that was very necessary for Europe to run its factories and industries and to heat the homes of the people in Europe over this past winter. This was an act of great inhumanity to really cripple Europe and to economically hurt Russia. And I don't think that it succeeded in doing anything but letting the world understand even better that the biggest villain over the last 30 years, if not the last 80 since the end of World War II, the biggest villain on the world stage is now understood, and rightly so, to be the United States of America.
Yes.
Because, you know, it is being exposed for all of these crimes. And everybody, even Americans, are beginning to say, man, I can't believe that my country would do this. And, you know, we've been propagandized that America's always a good guy, always on the right side. And, of course, that began largely in 1865.
Yes.
When the U.S. Army that invaded the South was portrayed as the good guys in the wake of the South's defeat, and that has never stopped for the last 160 years, as portraying the United States as always a good guy, always on the side of right, when in fact it is almost in every instance just the opposite, particularly in the last 125 years, i.e. the time that the Jews took over
Yes.
the
Bingo.
United States and made it into that thing we call Z-O-G, Zog, the Zionist
Bingo.
Occupied government. And if you don't believe that Washington and London and various other capitals are not Zog, Zionist occupied, then you don't know what's going on in this world, man. You don't know.
Wow. Can't nobody do it like you, Dr. Hill. You are so 1,000% right. I was just listening today where this stinking, I think he's probably a cross-dresser, this General Milley, you know, his buddy, what is it, Buttigieg, whatever the hell his name is. They went to high school together. I mean, before I get off on this other thing I was going to talk about, I mean, can you believe, look at the United States, we're supposed to be the good guys. We got this cross-dressing faggot that's got, what is he, the Secretary of the Health, Education, Welfare, he had to take a leave off to go home to nurse his infant child with his husband. And we got, and that's not the only one we have. We got these Satan worshiping, these sexual perversion things, these beasts, these faggots, these sissified faggots ruling over people like us. Well, you know, I mean, it just goes beyond, just beyond belief, Dr. Hill.
Eddie, let me ask all of your Christian listeners out there a question. Do you really think that God is going to bless a nation that puts men and women like that in positions of leadership and defies the word of God? No, he is not only not going to bless it, he is going to destroy it. And I'm telling you that you don't want to be anywhere near that destruction when it starts, because it's going to make Sodom and Gomorrah look like a damn garden party.
And rightfully friggin' so.
I've been a Southern nationalist for 30 years. I want to get Dixie out of this mess. I want us to go back to being a Christian nation, a Christian people, and behaving and acting like it. And we can't do that as long as we're part of the D.C. empire. We need to get out right now. In other words, secession for the South now.
Amen. I have a quote around here somewhere, Dr. Hill. I've got 1,000 of them on my wall. But Dr. Hill said this, and you said rightfully so. Matter of fact, Mr. Buddy sent it to me in the mail once. And Dr. Hill said this. Well, I'll let you say it, Dr. Hill. Why can we not reform this country?
Well, first of all, it's beyond reform. And secondly, I don't think it's worth reforming. But the reason is the people in power will never let you do what is necessary to reform them out of their power, wealth, and influence. They're not going to let you institute any reforms that takes any of that privilege away from them. So that is a losing game from the very beginning. The best thing you can do is just to bid them adieu and say, we're out of here.
Absolutely. That was the quote that Mr. Buddy sent me. I need to straighten my wall up a little bit better in this place. Every square foot or inch is covered with stuff, the letters people sent me. I can't get rid of any of it, though. But that's right. The people, Dr. Hill said that the people, the section of this country that most needs reforming, they're in control. They're the evil. And you know what? And they're there. They do this evil crap, people. You know why? Because they're evil. They like evil. They love evil. They're what they call reprobates. And it goes all the way back, like we said before, when God kicked Lucifer out of heaven, when Satan killed Abel. He killed Abel, and they killed all the saints, just like Jesus told the Jews, we sent you the prophets, you murdered all the prophets, man. I mean, they are their sons to devil. That's who we're fighting. And I'm glad you mentioned these people, Dr. Hill, people like I'm always dumping on the Southern Baptists. The United Methodists are just a bad. I can't think of a single church really that's not apostate, and that's every damn one of them. But this, what you can't get through to them, all you got to do is read Scripture. And we said this 1,000 times. Jesus looked into the straight eyes, looked the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes, and St. John 8:44, we said this 1,000 times, but I guess it takes that to get over to you. He looked them in the eyes and he told them, you are of your father, the devil, and you will do his bidding, which is to murder, to steal, to destroy. And it's all throughout the Bible. You know, you're not even supposed to associate with these people. These people that deny the gospel of Christ. You're not even supposed to bring them in your house. You're not even supposed to bid them very, very well. Me and Biscuit have talked about that before.
Yeah, man, but, and these are the people who are running your government right now up in D.C.
You know, I'll ask you a question, Dr. Hill, that I've asked Pastor Chuck Bowen before, years ago. I asked him last time he was on the show. Are these people, and you have people in the Southern Baptist Church, United Methodist, United Presbyterian, all these cucked out Judeo-Christians, and why can some just common dude like me see it crystal clear when they can't? Dr. Hill, is it like Chuck Baldwin said 15, 16 years ago, are they being blinded by this, by Satan? I know what Ram would say because I've talked to him about this before. Why can't they see this, Doctor? Are they just cowards or they cannot see it? What's the deal there?
Well, I know that undoubtedly some of them are cowards. They can't help but know that something's terribly wrong and that they need to do something about it. But the Bible tells us very clearly that some people are given eyes to see and ears to hear, and some are not. So some of these people probably don't have the capability, the God-given capability, to see and hear what's going on right in front of their eyes and their ears, as it were.
Well, Dr. Hill, we've got this. We need you, if you can, to stay on. We need you to leave.
Yeah, listen, I'll stay on for the next 15 minutes, maybe 30.
But I
won't make a lot of comments. I've had my time to talk. I want to hear what you and Rand have to say. And I'll put a comment in here and there.
Good deal. Okay. People, you heard that? Dr. Hill's going to be with us for another segment or two, so hold on. take a break, go get some coffee. Like I'm getting ready to go, get me a little cup of coffee, take a quick break, be right back. Hold on, folks.